and Eleanor Cohen to the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Project. And we are interviewing Alan Berkman in his office in the Frick Building on August 21st, 1981. And we'll begin by asking Mr. Berkman, please tell us where he was born and the date of his birth. And we'll go on with our questions from there.
I was born in Canton, Ohio on January 7, 1912.
Our first question, Mr. Berkman, has to do with your immediate family. We'd like to ask about your parents and siblings that you have, and any siblings that you have. Were your parents born in the United States, or where were they born?
My mother and father were born in Lithuania. My father first went to London, and my mother followed them in London. They lived in London and had two children born in London. My oldest brother, Jack Berkman, and my sister, Celia Berkman Monheim, were both born in London. Leaving London, they came to the United States, and after some short stay in New York, not New York City, but in New York State, in Troy, New York, they moved to Canton, Ohio, where my brother Lewis and I were both born.
Do you know when they left London?
My recollection is that my father came to the United States around 1907, because I recall some of his references to the panic of 1907. My mother followed my father about 6 months or more after he came to the United States. She joined him. She was still in London when he first elected to come to the United States.
Then, did you spend a good part of your youth in Canton, Ohio?
No. We moved to Caddis, Ohio, which is a small country community, the county seat of Harrison County, Ohio, about 60 miles west of Canton. I think I was about 4 years old, no more than five, because I started school in Caddis, Ohio. We were the only Jewish family in the community, and I went to grammar school, that is through the eighth grade, in Caddis, Ohio.
And the atmosphere in your home, the religious and economic atmosphere at the time that you were growing up, was religion a stress in your
We maintained a traditional Jewish home, notwithstanding the fact that we were in the middle of a non-Jewish Christian community. We would go to the cities such as Canton, Ohio, or Steubenville, Ohio, for the holidays. I remember that we always had the lighting of the candles Friday evening. We were not Orthodox in our practice. We did not observe the Sabbath as Orthodox Jews would normally, but we observed the holidays, and I was always sensitive to and conscious of my religion and our traditional Jewish heritage.
Was your father involved in business in Caddis, Ohio?
My father was involved in business in Caddis, Ohio. A variety of interests. He had an unusual interest and involvement in dealing with horses. He would bring horses in from the west and have his employees break them either for draft hauling purposes or for riding purposes.
That's
very interesting. At times, I remember, provide some of the beautiful Clydesdale horses that were used by the Rick the Chuck and Barry people in Pittsburgh.
Isn't that a very interesting thing?
It is. Did you ride? Did you?
I had a pony until I was 10, 11, or 12 years old. My brothers had horses, and I would ride the horses whenever I was able to. And I was always exposed to ponies and horses.
Did you pursue that through your life? Or you always
ride? I did riding, horseback riding, in a different fashion, through college and law school. And when I married my charming wife, who is a Texan, she thought I was a horseman, but I was really not a horseman.
That's really interesting. Do you have any recollections of your school days, of the friends that you formed during the years of your grammar or high school days?
In grammar school, I do have recollections, principally, I would say, of my teachers.
Yes, we'd like to hear about that.
I have some recollections of real fondness of some of my younger friends, but my teachers in grammar school I recall with a great deal of affection and respect, because I had a fourth grade teacher and a fifth grade teacher who inspired me to be a student, and I had a seventh grade man teacher who thought that the best training for young people was mathematics, English, and geography. And he, coincidentally, taught me piano without success.
But he tried. At the time that you were attending school, were there any subjects that you were particularly interested in?
I think that I would put them in this order: mathematics, English, and geography. The very order that Mr. Dow, D-O-W, H-C Dow, we nicknamed him Harry Cowboy Dow. He was a typical Ichabod Crane teacher, a very inspiring gentleman, and a very knowledgeable individual.
Say that he had somewhat of an influence on you.
And I should not neglect to identify my fifth grade teacher, Miss Green, and my eighth grade teacher, Miss Hennis.
Who?
Hennis, H-E-N-N-I-S.
Was the discipline very strong in the classroom at the time that you were attending?
I can't say that I was exposed to any great discipline. I must say that we respected our teachers in the grammar school, particularly the ones I mentioned. I found no difficulty in dealing with my classmates because of their lack of discipline. I don't recall any extraordinary form of discipline by my grammar school teachers, other than perhaps some mild penalties of staying after school or writing a paragraph or two paragraphs for an English class. I do not recall any penalties that I would then or now consider excessive.
You were the only Jewish student in the school?
I was the only Jewish student.
Did you find that difficult? Or?
It did not bother me. I'm sure that I was not socially involved and active as I might have been in other communities, but I never felt excluded. I never felt, I was never embarrassed by being identified as a Jew, and perhaps that was in a great measure the benefit that I enjoyed from my mother and father, who were well-respected and friendly, very friendly with our neighbors, and known to virtually everyone in the community.
You were unaware of any prejudice at the time?
I may add, because I think those grammar school years, which I even now describe as my country boy years, were perhaps the most impressive in my growing up and my experiences as a young boy, not only with ponies and horses and country living, but I learned to drive an automobile when I was 12 years old, primarily because Ohio did not require a driver's license. And that brings to mind that my mother, a blessed memory, being overly precautious, felt that owning and driving or riding on a bicycle or having ice skates was somewhat dangerous. But saw nothing wrong with my learning to drive at 12 years of age.
When you, as you were growing up, was your health good, and what type of medical care did your family have?
That's a very significant question, because we had no extraordinary medical problems, but we had a country doctor. His name was Dr. Campbell. My brother Jack was a contemporary of his son, but more important than that, Dr. Campbell delivered Clark Gable.
His claim to fame.
And Clark Gable was a loyal field roustabout when he first lived in the Caddis area. He was not a Caddis resident, but he lived in a small community which was identified with Caddis. And my recollection is the community was named Hopedale, H-O-P-E-D-A-L-E, about 5 or 6 miles from Caddis. And Clark Gable worked for my father before he moved on to Akron, Ohio, where he was involved in the tire rubber industry, and then went on to Hollywood, and everybody knows
what
the story of Clark Gable. But having said all of that, it relates to the fact that Dr. Campbell was our family physician.
His methods of treatment were up to date and for the time.
I assume he was a very competent, up-to-date physician, primarily of the era when house calls was the common practice. And the physician was interested in his patients in more than just the medical relationship, but concerned about social and activities and interests. And as I said, one of Dr. Campbell's sons was a contemporary of my brother Jack. And Dr. Campbell's son, having gone to the University of Michigan, I think inspired my brother to go to the University of Michigan for his undergraduate work. I assume I'm speaking loudly enough.
Yes, fine. I just want to make sure.
And during your adolescent years, what did you do for fun and recreation? Was it a family-oriented type thing?
I think I had a lot of fun and recreation, but never was a camper during my young years, but rather spent my summers working, either on the farm when we were in the Caddis community, or around my father's place of business, particularly because he had horses. I remember, too, that at one point in time we had, because of the facilities, we had several cows. Whether I was in charge of the cows, I don't recall, but I do recall having, at least on one or more occasions, milked a cow.
Did you live on the farm?
No, we lived in Caddis, Ohio, which was a county seat, as I indicated, but we would have access to the farms 5 or 10 miles or less than that out of Caddis. You were in farming.
So the farm that you worked on would be your neighboring
right.
farmers.
Yes. And I would go to the country oil fields or coal mine operations, all of which were within 10, 15, 20 miles of Caddis, Ohio. And of course, the roads were unimproved at that time. In fact, the first time we came to Pittsburgh from Steubenville, Ohio, we drove on dirt roads.
To the interstate today.
Were there hay rides and that kind of thing?
Yes, yes. I recall as a young person that we'd get involved in hay rides and picnics. And for recreation, if that's still your question, mm-hmm. I was always actively interested and involved in sandlot baseball. And marbles was probably one of my most enjoyable means of leisure, and I recall having accumulated a vast number of marbles of all quality, some very valuable. By that I mean maybe worth 5, 10, 15 cents or a quarter, as against the run-of-mine marbles that were probably a penny a piece or maybe a nickel a dozen. And I recall, too, with some fondness, one of my grammar school classmates who was equally interested and active in the skill of marble shooting as I was. And of course, I was always an outdoor young person, and that was one of the principal complaints my mother had. She would always have difficulty getting me in for dinner or staying in for the Saturday or Sunday special occasion if the weather was nice or if the weather was cold. I still enjoy cold weather, snow, and everything that is related to that time of the season. Sled riding in the country particularly was an important sport, far more than golfing and camping as we now know it.
Did your family ever go into Canton for any of the cultural events or theater or something like that?
In a rather limited fashion. I must say, while they always enjoyed cultural matters, they were not regular theater goers or symphony goers. In the small community, I'm sure you will know that the Nickelodeon, or the early movie, was the center of social activity in the small community. I'm sure the churches had their own activities, but we did not participate, even though we respected their holidays and they respected ours.
And did you go to high school also in
No, I moved to Steubenville, Ohio, which was about 25 miles east of Caddis, closer to Pittsburgh. The family moved to Steubenville in 1925. And I went to Steubenville High School. It was then called Wells High School, Big Red, from 1925 to 1928. If you'll allow me to appear to be a little boastful, and I hope I'm not, I went to high school in 1925 and graduated in 1928 ahead of my class. And enjoyed the distinction that it was then, and I understand it still is, of being the only graduate of that high school in 3 years as not a victorious.
Yeah, that's quite a distinction, and that's not being boastful. And from Steubenville High School, you went
from
on.
From Steubenville High School, my folks moved to Pittsburgh in 1929. I did not go off to college immediately upon graduating, but worked the summer and the fall, and then went to the University of Michigan in January 1929. I think it's appropriate, and at least it pleases me to be able to say that I not only got help from my parents, but supplemented that help on my own before I went off to college. Having done that, though, I was able to apply myself as a student without the need to work during my academic years. I worked during the summers, but I did not work while I was in college. I was at Michigan for a year and a half, and then stayed out a half a year, having been a year ahead of myself, and did some work that allowed me to go back to Michigan and finish with my regular class of 1933, starting in 1929. And from Michigan, I then went on to Harvard Law School and graduated from Harvard in 1936.
Have any special recollections of your college and law school days that you'd like to talk about?
Back in college, I found that I was still a country boy in the first year, but I then quickly caught up and earned a Phi Beta Kappa at the University of Michigan. I did some early work on the Michigan Daily, which was the daily newspaper of the university at Ann Arbor. I must say that I addressed myself primarily to the academic involvement and opportunities that a great university had offered me, which I found a new world coming from a small community such as Cadiz, Ohio, and a high school such as Steubenville, even though Steubenville was a new world compared to Cadiz, Ohio. I had a reasonably active social life at Ann Arbor, on campus and off campus, I think primarily because I had some close friends and a roommate from Detroit, Michigan, so that I would find it easy to leave the campus and go to Detroit maybe 2-3 times a month, depending upon the academic schedule and the convenience of my roommate and his parents. And we would enjoy the very popular means of transportation at that time, namely hitchhiking.
Oh.
It was popular, and if you did get involved in that, you were not very well regarded by many of your peers.
Really?
Hitchhiking from Ann Arbor to Detroit was a simple matter because the students were picked up and it was 45 minutes or an hour away, and we'd go to the edge of the community, and in about 5 minutes you would be riding merrily along, and when you got to Detroit, it was easy to go wherever you wanted to go by public transportation.
I can see it would be easy to go from